The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Welcome to the second ever Great Big Squeeze Quiz, the podcast edition. When we did this last year, we said that 2019 had been a big year. Little did we know what was to come. 2020 has been huge. It's been said more times than we can count that it's unprecedented, it's been challenging, and honestly, it feels quite surreal. But we made it, it's nearly Christmas, and we hope this quiz brings a bit of joy. The Great Big Squeeze Quiz can be listened to alone, but we've spent a fair bit of time alone this year. So we've designed it this year to be a shared experience. So whack it on over family lunch, on a long drive, around the pool, wherever you are with loved ones, and let everyone realise just how informed, or not, they are by joining us for the Great Big Squeeze Quiz. I'm Kate Watson, and I'm joined here today by the whole Squeeze podcast clan. First, Claire Kimball always shows up.
I do always show up.
Always?
You can say that about me.
She's here for the quiz today, of course.
Can't wait to hear what sterling recommendation you've come up with for me.
And talking before he's even been introduced is Bryce Corbett, a voice our Squeeze Kids families will be very familiar with. G'day, Bryce.
Hello, Kate. Lovely to be here.
And of course, the legendary and quite pregnant Larissa Moore.
I'm hoping the fact that I've got two brains going on right now.
Is that a bit gross? That's cheating.
Cheating?
Yeah.
Have you heard of pregnancy brain?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to think about two brains. That's a bit creepy.
All right, everyone. The way this is going to work is we've each chosen a topic to be the quiz master of. We've devised five questions. Importantly, we have no idea what each of us have prepared, so we're hearing it for the first time, just like those listening. How it will work is the allocated quiz master will ask their question and we'll all be given 5 seconds or so to write down our answer. We'll then run through the answers at the end of each segment. We're a little competitive, so we'll be keeping score, but for those playing along at home, you do you. Claire, you're up first. What's your topic of choice?
World news.
Of course.
It's a big one. A few things going on.
And it's so light and breezy this year too, so let's dive in.
COVID.
The big world news events of 2020 and maybe even the 21st century, the way things are going, it's hard to go past the coronavirus. Soon after the World Health Organization declared a public health emergency of international concern, on the 30th of January, a cruise ship named the Diamond Princess with more than 3,600 passengers, including a couple of hundred Aussies, became the site of the largest number of coronavirus cases outside of China. Where was the ship quarantined? Okay, number two. African-American man George Floyd was killed by police in Minneapolis in May. Captured on camera, it became a viral moment that led a wave of protest across America, with demonstrators also highlighting the deaths of other black citizens at the hands of police. What were Floyd's words that came to sum up the moment? China's reach into Hong Kong was a big news story that probably hasn't had as much attention as it might have otherwise have got in a different year. In July, a new security law was put in place that basically bans Hong Kongers from protesting in support of pro-democracy and independence movements. What system of governing? Dependents say the new law has ended. A blast in the Lebanese capital of Beirut in August killed at least 204 people, while injuring 6,500 more. What was the source of the explosion? And last, but certainly not least, the US presidential election. Name one of the five states that flipped from red to blue or from Republican to Democrat that helped secure Joe Biden's win over President Donald Trump. Okay.
Serious stuff.
As I said, just a few light and breezy things.
Oh, God, that's gotten us off on a happy note.
We'll get to the lighter stuff.
Okay, the Diamond Princess, it was quarantined in Japan.
Yes.
So you get extra marks if you say Yokohama?
You do not, but nice effort. Congratulations.
Is that it? That's all I get, nice effort.
We're here to provide facts. Well done, Bri.
George Floyd's words that summed up that movement, I can't breathe.
Yeah. Hard
to forget those. The governing system of Hong Kong that's pretty much been ended by that new security law, one country, two systems.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, boo to that.
Yeah, I don't think I can give myself that.
Good. Stay honest, Kate.
Wrote system.
No, system is not the answer.
System.
The blast in the Lebanese capital of Beirut, what started that? It was a warehouse fire that ignited 2,750 tonnes of ammonium nitrate.
Ammonium nitrate. So hard to say.
How
ammonium.
Specific do you need to have been in your answer?
I'll consider versions
of that. If I've written fertilizer chemical warehouse, that's close
that's
enough.
That's kind of close. Yeah.
Is that the kids' answer?
Yeah, that's the kids' answer.
Okay. Yeah, that's valid.
You're patronising me and the children of Australia by extension because I'm just on record.
Not at all.
And when we got to the states, there were the blue wall states, Wisconsin, Michigan and Pennsylvania. They'd voted Democrat before. Arizona, though, that was a really big coup for Joe Biden. The last time it voted in the last 70 years for Democrats was for Bill Clinton in 1996. Georgia was the other one. It last voted Democrat for Bill Clinton in 1992.
Right. So can you just sum up which answers you'll accept?
Either Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona or Georgia.
Wow, good.
That puts that to bed, everyone at home.
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah.
How'd you go?
I thought Nevada had flipped, but clearly not.
Didn't flip.
All right. Did it stay red?
She's very sure about
that. Stayed blue.
Oh, it had been blue to begin with. Mm. All right. Okay. Then I got three. Three out of five.
Larissa?
I got 4 out of 5.
I'm on 4 as well.
Congratulations. That's really good.
How many did you get, Claire?
Thanks, Claire.
I'm really pleased.
All right, Bryce.
I'm really happy for you.
You wanted something lighter? We're heading over to entertainment with you, aren't we, next?
Yeah, we are. Entertainment. Yeah. That's just because I bring the entertainment.
He's the showbiz.
I'm the light. Yeah, the jazz hands in the corner here. Yeah. All right. Everyone ready?
Ready.
Well, as we all know, it wasn't much of a year for entertainment because coronavirus, but we've managed to cast our eye across the pop culture landscape and come up with 5 questions which hopefully will confound and entertain you at the same time. Question number 1. What's the name of the album that Taylor Swift recorded whilst in lockdown and released to critical acclaim at the end of July? Question number 2. Which Aussie husband and wife duo were contracted by Tourism Australia towards the end of this year to help sell the merits of holidaying at home? Okie dokie.
I'm nailing
Moving
this,
on.
By the way.
Fast quiz is a good quiz. What's the name of the Korean boy band who broke the internet several times this year, made pop history with their first ever English language song, Dynamite? And extra points if you can name all 7 members. And an extra special bonus point if you know what mandatory public service they controversially avoided having to serve this year.
Is it just the abbreviation of the name? We don't have to pronounce the full name, do we? Okay, good.
No, you have to pronounce it.
That would be really mean.
Yeah, you win the entire quiz.
If any of you can name the 7 members, I will be
disturbed. In equal parts. Disturbed and impressed in equal parts. Yeah, me too. Question number, what am I up to? 3. Thank you.
4.
Really?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, yeah. Yeah, there you are. Which movie won the gong for best film at this year's Oscars?
Oh, I never get this.
Oh, man.
That's a good question.
Was there even an Oscars?
Yeah. I've got a guess. Could be last year's, but let's see how we go.
I hope everyone listening is as confounded as Bryce predicted as we are.
I'm with you, Larissa. I reckon, yeah.
Yeah.
And question number 5. Which character won the Australian edition of The Masked Singer? And name at least one of the judges.
Oh boy, I did not tune in this year.
Come on, pop culture.
All over this last year.
Pop culture.
Yeah, it was a favourite of yours last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've locked all in right. something.
Let's have it.
Okay, here we go. What album did Taylor Swift release in July to critical acclaim? That would be Folklore.
Not Evermore.
Not Evermore. There you go.
Evermore isn't Taylor Swift album.
Yeah, it is.
It's
yes.
the latest one.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Well, it's not like you're an in-joke. This
you're
isn't
trying
an
in-joke. Kate-splain pop culture
no, not at all.
She's just a hyper fan.
Just okay. thinking of those listening along.
I'm very
might
good.
Be confusing.
Which Aussie husband and wife duo contracted by Tourism Australia to sell the merits of Holiday at Home?
Zoe Foster-Blake and Hamish Blake.
Well done. Look at you go.
Is it okay if I've got the Blakes? Yeah. Or Zoe plus Hamish?
Yeah, that's fine. We'll take that as well.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, the name of the Korean boy band. Everyone should have that.
BTS.
Yeah. That thing about all seven members was really a joke because let's face
you
it.
Come on,
you can't even name
them. Not even me.
Run no. them off, Bryce.
I can know. Maybe there's one called John.
Now you're making it up.
Moon. No, no, Sugar. There's one called Sugar.
Oh.
S-U-G-A, I think.
Yeah. And what was the third
another
part?
Another Moon G, I think. I don't know.
And that's the Prime Minister, I think.
Is it? And it's not the same person?
No.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Have you seen them in the same room together?
Personally, no.
No, yeah, thank you.
That would be the ultimate Squiz Kids Squiz yeah. Today crossover moment. But alas, I don't think it's true.
Sadly not true.
It's the Prime Minister.
What a shame. You heard it here first. Scoop.
I did do world news, so I'm on this.
And the mandatory public service they controversially avoided.
National
was
service.
National service.
Mm. Will you accept army service?
Yeah, I'll take that.
Do I get, so what are
yes,
we, like that's service. 1 point.
Yeah.
One, okay.
Do people so listening along big, get oh, one point know. For just BTS? Yeah, I think they do.
Sure, whatever you say.
Yeah, two, all right. Yeah.
No, you don't get two.
I don't get to.
But I got BTS and National Service.
Oh, fine, let her have it.
So this is out of this. I think Bryce's round will be out of seven because this next question is a two pointer as well.
Yeah,
so
true.
Let's do it that way.
All right. So the next question, of course, was which movie won the gong for best film at this year's Oscars, and it was Parasite.
Okay.
Well, that feels that. Like 5 years
done.
Ago, but I
got
it. Yeah,
I
know.
Year.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. I had to double check that. I was like, great surely movie. That wasn't this year.
Such a good movie.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, so good. It's the last movie I saw at the cinema.
Oh, right.
There you are.
Okay, one for the list, one for the Christmas list.
And the final question, which character won the Australian edition of The Masked Singer? It was, of course, the Bush Ranger.
Of course. Yes.
Of course.
That was a stab in the dark.
Is that obvious?
Yeah, and I okay. said name at least one of the judges.
Danny Minogue.
Oh, Danny.
We love Danny.
And we
love
know
Danny.
You've set this up just so you
no,
can
I didn't
talk.
Set that up. It just occurred to me
about
just
your
then.
Fondness for Danny Minogue.
Come on, Bryce.
We have a mutual appreciation. Let's leave it at that.
You appeared on Danny Minogue's Instagram earlier this
she's
year.
She's a huge yes. Squiz Kids
she's
fan.
A big Squiz Kids. She's a big awesome. We are extremely grateful for her support.
Hi, Danny.
That's right. the other judges were, of course, Dave Hughes. And
that's right.
Ursula. Jackie O and Ursula.
So you get 2 points for that question. So Bryce is round.
Ursula Carlton.
Thank you very
is
much.
Is out of seven.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I got three.
How did you only get three?
I'm not good at this topic.
There you go.
We'll get our strengths, Kate.
I got six.
Nice. Claire.
I just missed the Bush Ranger.
There you go.
All right.
I've got more questions.
I got seven.
Good on you.
That's my...
It's but your faint.
Did you get the Bush Ranger?
I did. That was a stab in the dark. But pop culture, I'm pretty good at.
Yeah, it's your thing.
This is a high water mark.
If there's a sports section, I'm got, going to go down.
There are a couple of sports questions coming up.
Well,
but
done.
Larissa, it's your turn.
We are doing a segment called Who Said It? So with Who Said It, I'm going to give a quote, maybe some context about who or where it was, and you guys have to tell me who said it. All right, question number one. This is a recent one. Who sent social media into a tiz because of how they pronounced the word microwave? And if you give me the pronunciation during the answer rounds, I will appreciate it for humour value. Who said it number two? And I'm not doing accents because that'll give it away, but I might try and get some tone into this one.
Ooh.
It's not sensible, it's not helpful, and it has been one of the most disappointing things I have seen in Australian behaviour in response to this crisis. It's ridiculous, it's un-Australian, and it must stop.
Ooh, I'm
scared.
Oh.
Is that a good mum voice? I'm practicing.
Claire's face is
I'm
like,
just nailing this.
I got this.
Until I don't.
Okay, question number three. I'm going to give you a hint that this is from an actor, a very famous child actor. Ooh. And the quote is, "Hey guys, want to feel old? I'm 40. You're welcome."
Oh. Oh, yeah. I think I know.
I think I've just named the most famous child actor that didn't say this.
It was a broad hint. It was a good hint. All right, rolling into number four. You know why we have so many case numbers? Because we do more testing than any country in the world. There's plenty good about testing too, but the bad thing is you find cases.
Oh, interesting one.
Okay. And that is about coronavirus, of course.
Yeah. Claire's got it again. You should see her face.
It's like playing with the Cheshire Cat.
It is.
I've seen a lot of news
this year. I was going to say.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a distinct advantage.
All right, finishing off, this is probably one of my favourite quotes for the year. For this one, I just need the name of the country where this was requested. The situation is a roller coaster ride. The time is, of course, during COVID. And the quote is, "Please scream inside your heart."
Oh, that's right.
I think that sums up all of 2020.
Correct.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Correct. We all did a little screaming inside our hearts this year.
Scream inside your heart.
All right, Larissa.
All right, going into the answers. Question number one, social media tiz on microwave. Anyone want to throw me the name and pronunciation?
Nigella Lawson.
Very good. With a microwave.
Microwave.
That's a two-pointer?
Yeah.
Or a one-pointer?
It's a one-pointer.
One-pointer.
It's just Nigella Lawson.
It's Nigella Lawson.
Yeah.
Yes. Question number two about something that's un-Australian and it must stop.
ScoMo.
It was ScoMo, surely.
Was ScoMo.
Yeah. Oh, that, and good. He talks like that. Like you nailed it.
What was it about? What was the
context?
He gave
us a good rousing about panic buying toilet paper.
Yeah.
Toilet paper.
Back good. Way back in April.
We needed
now.
At least one.
And
after about toilet paper.
It's currently like the promo for ABC24, which I get on the hour every hour of most days for the last 4 months.
So you're never forgetting.
Yeah. Never. Love it.
Stop it.
Stop buying dunny paper.
Just stop it.
Okay, Kate, throwing to you for this one, child actor.
Well, I put Macaulay Culkin.
Yes.
Is that right?
It was
Is that
Macaulay.
Even how you say his name?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Good.
Macaulay Culkin turned 40.
I would go Culkin, but...
Culkin,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but that's
all right. The Home Alone kid.
40 years
Home
old.
Alone kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, the bad thing about doing lots of COVID testing is that you'll find lots of COVID cases.
Can
Who
you do
said
it
that?
In his voice?
Who was it?
No, you don't have to.
Oh, come on, Kate.
I know.
President Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Oh.
In, I think, that infamous interview
Jonathan
with
Swan
Australia's
interview.
Own Jonathan Swan.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he did it in a couple of...
He did.
Repeated that particular brand of logic in a couple of cases. And if you've been asked to scream inside your heart, that was a sign on a roller coaster in Japan.
Yeah.
Because, of course, screaming would... It's not good in COVID
germs.
Times, projecting germs.
You can't,
just...
Right.
Scream inside your heart.
Oh, yeah. It's awful, isn't it?
I love it.
Yeah.
2020
it's
in a nutshell.
It's a motto to live by, isn't it?
Indeed.
All right, Bryce, how many did you get?
I got the big old five, pleased
nice
to say.
One.
Yeah.
Me too.
Claire.
Four.
Oh, come on.
I can't catch up. I'm out. It's a race between the three of you. We better do a all together score check. Larissa.
I am on 11.
Bryce.
I am on 8.
Coming for you, Larissa. I'm on 11 as well.
Ooh. And I'm on 11, but I'm out. Can't catch up.
Well,
it's all over.
Unless Larissa and I get everything
completely.
Wrong.
Unless you get zero.
Flail out here.
Don't think that's going to happen. My topic is Aussie news. All right, starting question number one down in Tasmania. In September, what was found in great numbers stranded on the beaches of the state's west coast? Number two, casting our minds back to the 8th of March, so International Women's Day nonetheless, the Women's T20 World Cup final was held at the MCG. What was the crowd number to the nearest 1,000?
Oh, Lord.
It was a big deal.
Okay, I'm going to have a crack at that.
They were going for a record. Number three, Australia went into a recession this year. When was the last time Australia had a recession? Question four. There were three state and or territory elections this year. Where were they? You got to get them all. 1 point. Question number five. Australia and China are in a bit of a tussle at the moment. What was the grain that was one of the first exports to be banned by China? All right, time's up. Let's do it.
Jesus.
The whales down in Tasmania?
Pilot whales.
Long-finned pilot whales? That's right.
All right, David.
How stupid are those pilot whales, honestly? What idiots.
I know, that's like Darwinism at work, isn't it?
And then they got stranded in New Zealand. And then they got stranded. Where else? It was there's like three strandings.
And then there was one up north, stuck in a crocodile river.
Yeah, my favourite whale story is the one that swam down the river in the Northern Territory on its way to Antarctica, or wherever it was going.
Humpy, they called him.
Take a shortcut.
That was a good one.
What another idiot.
That was a good one. Question number two was the crowd number at the T20 Women's World Cup final. Claire, you seem
I'm so confident. I'm saying 82,000.
It's higher than that.
89,000.
89,000.
It was 86,000.
I said 87,000.
It's 86,174, so I'll really only accept 8. Okay, 86 or 87,000.
What?
Well, no.
That's a bit elastic.
No, it's 86,000.
I'll say you can accept 89 while you're there.
They were going for the record, of course. They didn't quite break it, but it was a big deal, that event.
It was a big deal.
Katy Perry performed. Number three, Australia went into a recession this year. When was the last time we had a recession? Hardly fair to ask you, Larissa. You were only like 5 years old, so I'll throw it out to the oldies. Hey?
It was the recession we had to have.
Yeah,
but
it was.
1993.
No. Nope.
It was 29 years ago, so 91?
It was 91.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said 1973 because I just chucked a number there. But wrong.
I remember it was a double-breasted suit.
Paul Keating did say it was the recession we had to have. Well done. Number four, three state or territory elections this year. Where were they? Come on, Claire.
Northern Territory, ACT, Queensland.
Well done.
Yay.
I had to think about the ACT. I'm sorry.
Yeah, easy to forget. Sorry, everyone.
can't say that.
We love Canberra.
Election speaking.
Oh, right.
It's got 300,000 people.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. I think that might be more than the NT, though.
Just a little, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Many more.
Just offended a whole lot of people. Oh, well. Sorry about that. Australia and China are in a tussle, as we well know. What was the grain? Also a holiday destination we used to travel to.
Bali.
See what you've done.
Bali, that was the one.
Spelt very differently, but sounds
all right.
The same.
Scores?
I got two in that
three.
Round.
Three.
Ah. Claire takes the great big squeeze quiz crown this year.
And I can't tell you how happy that makes me because I completely tanked last year.
You did, did you?
And I feel, I took that really hard. So it's great that I've come
no
back.
That way you haven't even taken year. A holiday this year.
I haven't
and you've
taken
just
a holiday.
Every squeeze every today you've done.
Dream, believe, succeed.
You've been studying all year.
All year. I can't tell you how much work I put into that.
What does she get? What's the prize?
Well, I think the loser has to buy beers. I think that's what happened last
that
year.
That is what happened last year.
Yes. Yeah.
Who was
I'll do,
that?
I'll do
was
a
that you?
Victory lap around the studio.
I think it was me. I don't know. Pregnant lady buys beers.
Yeah, that's true.
That seems fair.
That seems Love great. It. That yeah. was you last year.
Yeah.
Because she'll be having all the fun at the bar already, so let's make her buy the drinks too.
That concludes the Great Big Squeeze Quiz. Thank you for tuning in and playing along with us. If you did well, congratulations. If you feel like you might need a refresher, stand by. We have a few episodes prepared for the Chrissy break that will take a wander through the year that was 2020. We've done those, Larissa and I. Mm-hmm. They'll be out from the 29th of December. As for the Squeeze Today podcast, our last episode for the year will be published on the 23rd of December and we'll be back on deck from the 4th of January. Any messages, Christmas messages from everyone?
Stay safe. Have a really good time with your families.
Yeah.
Wear what? Sunscreen.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, it's meant to rain a lot, but...
Can I revise mine? Actually, just go and drink a lot and have
fun. I was just going to say, eat, drink, be merry. Just let your hair down.
It's been a really serious year, hasn't it?
Just go nuts.
Get messy. Have fun.
Go nuts on the eggnog.
and bring on 2021.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A message now from our podcast partner, BHP. The steel made from iron ore plays an important role in providing the production of our energy infrastructure, from wind turbines to power poles. So cutting carbon emissions in iron ore production is key. It's why BHP has committed to a solar and battery agreement to help power its port facilities at Port Hedland. It's happening now at BHP.